Het toeren heeft een grote impact op Imagine Dragons. Voor hun doorbraak waren de jongens nooit echt buiten de Verenigde Staten geweest en nu vliegen ze de hele wereld over. Ze komen in aanraking met nieuwe culturen, muziekstijlen en ook instrumenten waar ze nog nooit van hadden gehoord.
Like we played a festival in Budapest, for example. And after our set, we were just walking around the festival and there was a, I never learned their name, but there was a band playing all these crazy African instruments I've never seen before, I never knew existed, drums I'd never conceived that like made sounds I could never have believed, and these weird like guitar-like instruments that weren't guitars. Getting to experience like something like that in person, it's just indescribable and it absolutely influences the songwriting process.
The more we travel, the more I realize that we don't really know anything, you know, it's kind of how it goes. We're very small parts of a big, you know, big wheel.
Regelmatig bezoeken ze lokale muziekwinkels of kopen ze spullen over van andere bands. En zo verzamelt Imagine Dragons een indrukwekkende collectie gigantische trommels. Op festivals gaan de mannen dan ook altijd voor of na hun show nog even het terrein verkennen en bij andere acts kijken. Een van de artiesten die drummer Dan Plesman per se wil zien is Jake Bugg.
One of the most fun things about playing festivals and stuff is getting to see the other artists. So, you know, we've been fortunate enough to get to share the stage with some pretty amazing people. And usually after an amazing performance, I will binge on said artist. So, I mean, when we got to play with Jake Bugg, for example, you know, his music's amazing. I was already a fan, but, you know, seeing him do some of those live versions made me dive into the albums deeper. And, you know, his music's just amazing.
Jake's muziek en die van Imagine Dragons liggen behoorlijk ver uit elkaar. Maar na die show is de band fan van Jake. Hij is niet zozeer een muzikale inspiratie of zo, maar wel voor hun live shows. Terwijl Imagine Dragons een steeds grotere sound opzoeken, laat Jake Bugg zien dat je in je eentje, zonder show, een gigantische festivalweide kan veroveren. Zo weet hij de mannen compleet te betoveren met één klein eenzaam liedje.
Jake is Jake, you know, it's like Jake's sound is so different and unique. It's less like, oh, that was really cool, we have to do it, and more, for example, Jake. There was a moment at Reading and Leeds when he was headlining where he was playing, he has a trio, so it's guitar and bass, or bass and drums, and he plays guitar. So he sent the bass player and the drummer, Jack and Robbo, went off stage for him to play Broken acoustic. And after the first chorus, the whole audience, while he's doing the instrumental refrain, starts chanting, smile, smile, smile. And to the point that he's cracked up and started like laughing and had to step away from the mic. And like, it's less like moments we want to recreate and more just like incredible musical, like past music moments that are impossible to describe.
Down by the people if they let you breathe. Don't give a damn if you still can't see. Traveling a street that I did not know. Wheels like tongue to the winter low. Down in the valley where the church bells cry, I'll lead them on.